On a recent night in Prague, at the Big Sister brothel, a middle-aged man selected a prostitute by pressing a menu on a flat-screen TV to review the age, hair color, weight, and languages spoken by the women on offer. Once he had chosen an 18-year-old brunette, he put on a mandatory terry cloth robe and proceeded to one of the brothel's luridly lighted theme rooms, an alpine suite decorated with foam rubber mountains covered with fake snow. Nearby, in the brothel's cramped control room, two young technicians worked dozens of hidden cameras that would film the man's performance and stream it live onto Big Sister's website. Customers can have sex free of charge at Big Sister in return for signing a release form allowing the brothel to film their sexual exploits. But even with this financial incentive, the global financial crisis has diminished the number of sex tourists coming to Prague. In the Czech Republic, the sex industry is big business, generating more than $500 million in annual revenues, 60% of which is derived from foreign visitors. Since the fall of communism nearly 20 years ago, tens of thousands of sex tourists have streamed into Prague, the pristinely beautiful Czech capital, drawn by inexpensive erotic services and a liberal population tolerant of adultery. According to one study, 14% of Czech men admit to having sex with prostitutes, compared with the European Union average of 10%. Esther, an 18-year-old prostitute at Big Sister, said that big-spending clients had diminished since the downturn of the global economy, but that she was still earning nearly $2,500 a month. "The reason to do this is for the money," she said, after gyrating half-naked on a pole. "Being filmed," she added, "made her feel more like an actress than a sex object."